I'm here.
Thank you very much. Well, basically, I've been gone for a while, and I mean, I hadn't been training in a while. I've been here, but it's nice to get back out here. And that's one thing that really impresses me always about our program here is that we've got people that want to help each other. And the other day when I jumped on a recorded call, I heard Annette, and then I heard Michelle, and I heard everybody that's having, you know, some family issues and health issues, and then I heard everybody jump out willing to help. And then all the testimonials that just really encouraged me a lot to realize that this is a really cool program, a really good people, good program with a lot of really awesome people. And that's really what I was speaking with Dave the other day, and that's really what makes this program different, because there's people here that you know, we help each other, and it makes this thing different than just some internet thing that people send a lot of traffic to. And there's really no personalization. If you really want to talk to somebody, there's nobody there. And we have training calls here, you know, 6 days a week. And then there's all kinds of teams that work together. You know, I'm part of a team that we're all really close, and we help each other as well. And, I mean, the three-way calls are amazing. For any of you who are out there, you know, trying to make this thing work, or some of you are blowing it away and some of you are just getting going, you really need to use your team members and do some three-way calls, because those are really awesome. But anyway, I just wanted to talk about that just a little bit, that this is just really, really awesome. And that's what really encouraged me to call David up and say, hey, let me help out a little bit again here with the training. So it's nice to be here. And, you know, I wish Annette the best with her family and everybody else who's having issues right now. They'll be back soon anyway, so, and we can all be back working hard together. What I was going to do today was talk about a little story of mine that has encouraged me and helped me realize that this is an awesome place to be, to work, to enjoy. And it was about a year ago when I was still working another job in sales, and I was also doing this program, but it never had taken off for me. I had basically come to the program while I was living overseas in the Dominican Republic, but, you know, you get so confused with all these other things out there that you think there's better stuff. So you start around, and I joined different programs, and, I mean, I'm sure most of you have seen all these other programs, and basically I just lost my money, because what you need to do is drive traffic to the websites, which that's really, really, really difficult. It's not easy. And even if you drive traffic, then you're going to end up having to talk to somebody. They're not going to want to just send money. And if they do, you're going to have issues in the future, because you're not building any kind of relationships. So anyways, that happened. And I joined a lot of other programs, and I kind of went away from doing this. And, you know, that in turn put me into a lot of credit card debt and messed me up, you know, at that point. So finally, I realized that this is what I needed to do, and I came back to it. And I remember generating a $3,500 gift to my door, and that was super exciting, but I still didn't capture or grasp what I had in my hand, so I kept doing other things. I got a sales job, and it was a good job. I would work 4 hours, 3 hours every evening, maybe 20, 25 hours a week, and I was making about $1,000, $1,500, sometimes $2,000 in a week, which is a pretty good job for most of us working 25 hours a week. But I wasn't happy, because they try to control your time. They want you to be in the office every Monday morning, every Friday morning for sales training. There's always meetings, extra meetings that you have to be to. Then you have to turn in your numbers. We don't have to do that here. Imagine having to turn in every single phone call you made to Annette and tell her who you called and what time you called them and what's your plan for the next day. You know, that would maybe it would help a lot of us, but that's annoying, you know, at times that you have to follow all these things. And I didn't fit in. I wasn't happy. So the story goes, one night I was really ready to go ahead and go out to work. And I remember my wife told me, well, if you're going to go out and do that, you know, you could go knock doors and, you know, make a few hundred bucks, or you could stay home and you could generate $3,500. And I said, yeah, that's true, but I wasn't committed. And she says, well, you make your choice. I went back to the room. I thought about it. I said, you know what? I want to make calls. And I had leads. They were a little bit older. So I started calling. And I called for like 2-3 straight hours from around 5 o'clock Texas time till about 7:30-ish, 2.5 hours or so. And I took off to play basketball. I was playing basketball with some friends, and I get a phone call to my cell phone. And it's a gentleman saying, I'm in. That's all he said, I'm in. And I was like, okay, great. You have any questions? No. Where do I send the money? And I said, okay, here's my address. And I was all sweaty, dripping, playing basketball. And I said, well, here's my address. Go ahead and send it here. He said, great. I'll get all the paperwork. That's it. Got off the phone with him. The next day, I got a package for $3,500. And I was thinking, wow. She was right. I need to start doing this more. So I put a sheet down on a piece of paper, which I encourage everybody to do. Grab a piece of paper, and I wrote down the month of February, I think it was, and then I wrote down my goal. And I said, well, if I could do $3,500 in one night, then I could do. My goal was $20,000, and I put the goal of I divided it on how many gifts I needed to get. I believe it was five gifts. Five people coming in, if I'm not mistaken, properly. Let me see, 20,000 divided by 3,500. Yeah, five, right in that range of $3,500, or a couple 1,500s thrown in there. So I wrote the goal down, 20,000, real big on the top of the sheet, and I said, okay, I got 4 weeks to do this, and one day I did 3,500. So I really could do a lot more than this if I work hard, keep a positive attitude, and make it happen. And I knew I needed to get five people, so I wrote 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 down on the sheet. And I put the first name of the first guy that I brought in, $3,500. And then beside $3,500, I subtracted the $20,000. So I knew that I was now $3,500 closer to my goal. So now all I needed was $16,500. That was the number I wrote down beside, on the side of that. So then the next day, I actually kept calling. And I got a couple more people that were interested. Nobody came in that day. I ordered a bunch of leads, and I committed to myself to buy leads for 3 straight weeks, every single week, the rest of the month, fresh leads, which are the real-time ones for those of you that are new. They're in the back office, or if you're with a certain team, sometimes they have different cool leads out there, so you know, make sure to ask your inviter. But I went ahead and ordered fresh leads, and I also ordered a bunch of 30-day-old and 60-day-old leads, and I went, put them all in front of me, and I just started calling, and as the fresh ones came in, I'd call them, and then the older ones, I'd call those as well. But I will say one thing, I'm not a telemarketer, and none of us should be telemarketers, so I didn't want to get a mindset of just dialing, and thinking I had to get through all the numbers. What I was trying to do was connect with people, and so that entailed me, when I spoke with people, being real and not being a machine. Would you like to generate 35? And I wouldn't say anything like that. I would be very real when I would call my people. So anyways, I had the mentality of I want to connect with people, and I'm not going to worry. I know it's a numbers game, but I wanted to have quality people. So when I was calling people, I was also trying to connect with them a little bit. And I'll tell you how I do that in a sec. So anyways, I don't like calling, let's say, 200 people in a day because I'm not a machine. So I get 50 good names and try to get, good leads. So I just would call through those, and I would start getting a lot of callbacks. And my goal would be to have, per call, 5 to 10 people. And a realistic number when you're new is to get 5 people for that call. Some can get 10 or 15, but that's a good realistic goal to set for yourself. And you want to have 3 sheets of paper or a notepad and write down the 3 o'clock call. Well, we used to have the 8, which we'll have again soon, and the 10 o'clock call. So now you have 3 and 10, and you write down your goal of 5 to 10 names on each paper. And as you get someone to the call, write their name down. I write down their state, and I write down the telephone number. And then something important is below the name, I write down something about the person so I remember them. So I put retired, military, daughter just passed away. Or next one, ex-preacher, saving money for, trying to raise money for Bibles. That was one of my guys here. This one guy I'm talking with has the name of a very famous basketball player, last name Jordan. So, it's funny, it's the exact same name of my childhood star that I grew up, really, really liking. So anyways, I'm working with him, and I put down Michael Jordan, and I says, well, the name says it all, so just different things to remember each person. When they call you back, you know what to talk about. You have grounds with the person. Right there, right away, you connect with them. But simplicity, you just got the names, you write them down. I don't worry about, the computer too much. I'm doing it all just on paper, which may be old school, but that's the way I do it. Not that old, but that's the way I do it. And then it keeps me organized. But anyway, so that's what I do. I was calling that month. I would call every day, and I would work Monday, Tuesday, and I was working another job, but I was doing this anyways as well. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, I'd be making calls. Wednesday, I have church meetings, so I would stop early. Friday, I really wasn't working much. I was just doing a lot of follow-ups with people and getting a lot of calls of questions, you know, so that's what I was doing those days. Anyways, long story short, I said it just started blowing up, and at $3,500, $1,500, $1,000, and I remember being walking at Walmart with my wife and getting a call saying, where do I send the money? I got a one-up that month while I was working at a, I was at the car dealership looking at a new car, and I got a call, and he says, I have a one-up for you, where do we send the money? Here's the address, send it, $3,500. It just started going crazy. The next thing you know, I was at $17,500, and I says, okay, I'm almost at my goal. This was had a week left. So I just kept working, and I reached the goal. I remember being at $3,500 left, and I got to $3,500, and I could have beat it, but I took a few days off at the end of the month. So that was amazing to be able to reach your goal, and I still have the sheet of paper written down. So it's good to have your goals written down in front of you. Put the month, put a big letters atop goal, and put the number that you set for yourself. So I set 20,000. There are people here that do 30,000, 40,000, 50,000. But be realistic with yourself as well. A good goal would be 20, sometimes 15, sometimes 10. Some of you want 3,500. Just set a goal and then work towards it. You know, but then you're going to also attract how can I explain this? If you set a higher goal, you also are going to attract bigger gifts, because if you set a low goal, you may just attract $500 gifts. And I think I've only had 2 $500 the whole time I've ever done this. So I don't hardly get those. I almost always get 15 and 35. It's just the way it is. And people see the picture here. They come in at the higher levels. It's simple. So set your goal and then follow through with your goal. You got to get your leads. You got to make the calls. Okay, so now here's what I say when I call someone, just so you, I'm sure there's newer people that are wondering, and a lot of you out there have a lot of experience and you do it different ways, and here's how I do it. I just, I'm going to imagine that I'm calling somebody, and I'm going to use Michael, for example, in Philadelphia, and the phone rings, and I say, hey, Michael, and he says, hey, yeah, and I say, hey, Michael, this is Nathan out in New Jersey, Texas, Dominican Republic, wherever I'm at the time, because I travel a lot. I say, this is Nathan in Jersey. I was just getting back with you. You got a couple minutes right now? And he says, yeah. Oh, what is this about? I said, oh, you just responded to my ad. I was just getting back with you to go ahead and get you the information. A lot of times I'll say, you just filled out a form about generating $1,000 a day to home or work from home. Yeah, I remember doing that. Okay, great. Well, you got 2 minutes. Yes, I do. Okay, well, listen, I just wanted to ask you a couple questions, if that's fine. What do you do for work right now? I always like to ask that just so I can communicate with them and see what they say and if they're awake, if they're live people, because you don't want someone who's half asleep in this program. They'll cause problems to you in the future, which we've all gone through as well. Anyways, and then the guy says, yeah, I do this, I do that. Okay, great. Now let me ask you one more question. Phone's ringing. 1 second. I'll get that later. And then I say, well, one more question. What motivated you to fill out the ad? I'd like to know your motivation. And then they say, well, this, that, and the ones who have good stories, I mean, they're really working towards something, those are the best people. I've noticed that as well, because the ones who say, I just want more money, those usually aren't, I don't know, for some reason I noticed those aren't always the best. A good example is a guy that, he's probably on the call now, that I brought in this week. He says, I'm raising $1 million to get Bibles for, I forget what country, overseas, and he knows what I'm talking about. He's on the call. But that was very, very good goal that he has. So he's wanting to build funds for that. And I told him, well, here's a good vehicle for that, you know, and he doesn't want to have to be working at a job at his retired age. So this is perfect. And that guy, I knew that was a great prospect when I spoke with him. And there's been people who have said, well, I've got 4 kids. I work all the time, and I never see them. They're growing up without me. That is a great prospect, and I know that. So, okay, after I ask that question, I say, okay, well, let me ask you one more question. I'm looking for some serious people, okay? I always like to throw that in there, and then I say, if I could show you a way where you could, let me see, I got confused on my question. Oh, if I could show you how you could generate $1,000 a day, each and every day with you know, working 30 minutes. I mean, is it worth 30 minutes of your time? I got a little thrown off on my question, but it's just a simple question. If I could show you a way to generate $1,000 a day with no selling involved, would that be worth 30 minutes of your time? There you go. And they say, yeah, definitely. If they say yes, you go ahead and say, okay, great, grab the pen. I'm going to give you my name, and I'm also giving you my number, and also the time and to the call. So I go ahead and they grab their information, you give them your name, your number, and then I say, okay, here's the number to the call. I give them the number to the call. I tell them, get in a few minutes early, okay? And then afterwards, you're going to definitely want to call me back, okay? And you may have a few questions. I just want to know where your level of interest is, and we can go ahead and help you get started. They say, okay, great. Have a great day. But, I mean, the key with me is I don't follow a script. I know what I'm going to say. I just talk to the person. If the person is asking a lot of questions, I say, well, look, this is about me interviewing you. I have to see if you qualify for this program first, so let me ask you a few questions. Well, how much does it cost? I tell them, well, this is not going to cost you anything, okay? It's free information, okay? So, you know, if you want the information, I'll give it to you. If not, that's not a problem. So you want to keep yourself in the driver's seat at all times. Try to keep cool, and don't worry. If the person gives you too hard of a time, then just, you know, go ahead and just, let them go, because you don't want somebody that hard. I'm going to get a drink of water. Give me 1 second.
Sure, can you get the water?
Okay, sorry, I needed some water. Anyway, that's how much my throat was getting dry there. So the key with this, with me, is I just try to keep it really, really, really simple. And one thing that I've learned doing this program is it's not like the other programs. It's so much easier. And I proved that you can make it happen with a lead in front of you, a couple leads in front of you, a telephone, no website, no know-hows on how to drive traffic. Just have a voice, have leads, and call. That's it. If you can do that, you can make this work. If you have all these, there's some of you that have maybe are new and you've got all these ideas and all these things, great. If you want to generate names, whatever idea you have, use it. Those are awesome. You know, be creative. Different things you can do. Get yourself a 1-800 number. And you can get as many calls to that as you can to return phone calls. But keep it simple. Don't get overwhelmed. I was just speaking with David about this the other day when I spoke with him, and he talked about abundance and how there's so much stuff out there, and it confuses the heck out of us because we think, oh, you know, I mean, the good example, there's a program that got brought to my table right when I was getting going strong with this again, and they're like, cell phone service around the world, unlimited minutes and unlimited internet, unlimited this, and it's the best thing in the world, it's the best internet, the best phones. And I like cell phones, so it excited me. I said, wow, that's cool. But it's just going to get me my focus away from doing this. So I said, you know what, if once it launches, I'll get myself a phone because I think they're cool. But I'm not going to worry about it. I'm gonna focus on this. So, you know, I have a friend who's really, really working this hard, but I know he didn't generate $5,000 this week, you know, because he's worried about building a team of a couple hundred people first. That's what he needs to do on those matrix. You have to build a huge team before you get paid. And, you know, then you got to wait for the product and make sure the product's going to be good. And if this product doesn't stand like they say and it's not what they say, the company's going to fall. And here you are after you built a team of a couple hundred and you're stuck with nothing, okay? You know, here we don't have to worry about products. We don't have to worry about building a downline or a team. All we're doing is returning phone calls. Return a simple phone call. Okay, send them to the call. When they call you back, speak honest from your heart. And if you do that, that's the next step I was going to talk about. After I do my invitation, you know, and they go to the call, if they call me back, which I always get callbacks afterwards, you just be honest with the person and talk with them. Don't push them. Just talk with the person. They're going to ask you questions. Be honest. And if you're new, say, yeah, I'm new. I'm very new, but I love this, and this is why I love it. Okay, great. You're both excited. Say, but give me 1 second. Go pick up your inviter on a three-way, and the three of you talk, you know, and you know, there's always going to be somebody around you that's doing well, and even if you don't have that person, when I was just getting started again, I didn't use my inviter for this. I just made the call. So it's not necessary. It's going to help. It will help, but it's not necessary. So, but, you know, we want to be a team here, so that's important. But keep it simple, and you'll do very well with this program. Now, there's a lot of things that I could say, but really, it's just about you picking up the phone and making calls. This weekend is a short weekend, and I'm sure most of us are all taking off here this afternoon and then tomorrow, but we want to work all the way up till 3 o'clock call and get as many people as we can, and let that person think about this over the weekend, because they're going to be enjoying time with their family, a day off possibly on Monday or today. They're not going to want to go back to work, and you've caught them on a perfect time, and you want to key in when you talk to them. Yeah, I work from home. I do this. I love it. And all I do is return phone calls. Wow, you know, and it's very enjoyable to be able to show people a different way, and people are brainwashed. They think that the only way is to go out there and work their 40-hour job, and here's the scary part. A lot of us are part of this program already, and there's a few of us out there, and I said because I was there before, where you start thinking, well, maybe there's something else that I could do, because I'm not getting the same response that I want. Don't do that, because you're questioning. When you start questioning yourself in this program, that's when you're probably going to have issues, okay? Don't question yourself. Don't question what we have here. Just compare it to what you used to do. Compare it to where you used to work. And I don't want to go back out knocking doors in 110-degree weather in Texas, okay? I don't want to be out there and working those hours and going to all those meetings to generate $1,000. I'd rather work at home today in the air conditioner, return 30, 40 calls, and generate $1,000 in a few hours, or $2,000 or $3,500, you know? Set your goals and stick to them, guys. This thing is amazing. So I'm happy to be back. I'm happy to be out there with you guys, and I know I speak in circles. I know, because that's just the way I think. I'm always everywhere when I'm trying to follow with an outline, but I just barely spoke with David a few days ago, and I hadn't really had anything too prepared for you guys today, but I just wanted to go over how I've been successful. And that $20,000 a month changed my life, because I realized that I could do this, and I was already to the end of my line trying so many other programs and getting burned out so much, and I realized that anybody can do this program, anybody, if you can just follow the simple system, okay? So get your leads and call them, and do not be afraid to buy leads. We weren't afraid to send the gift. Why are you going to be afraid to go out and buy some leads? You've got a little credit line, wherever you've got money, go sell something, buy some leads, and don't be afraid to call them. And if you can be focused and you can promise to yourself that you're going to go ahead and set out to buy a few weeks of leads, and you go out and you do that, those of you who aren't doing as well are going to be on this call in a month or so, and you're going to be ecstatic like me, and you're going to be like, oh, my God, I just generated $15,000 last month. And that's it changes your life. I mean, I remember holding in my hand a stack of $10,000 for the first time and thinking, there's no bills due for this. All my bills are paid for. I paid off all my credit cards. This is mine. You know, I said, well, I'm going to work to get another, work a little bit more. And it's not like, and we always talk about this, we're not just working for that money, for the green. We're working for what that money can do for us and what can it help us do. And, I mean, I use that money for my church. I use it to travel. Me and my wife go to Dominican Republic to serve and help those who aren't as fortunate to learn about the Bible. And we do that, and we teach. And I love this because I can do things that I normally couldn't do with a normal 9-to-5 job, or even an executive job, because I always told my wife if I were to go out in that executive world and work hard, I'd be a president of some company, and I'd be making $250,000 or more. I know it, because that's the confidence I have, and I know that's the kind of person I am. But that's not what I want to do. I know that I can do $250,000 here, working from home, and not always being away from my wife, and being able to travel to New Jersey, to Dominican Republic, to Hawaii, wherever the heck I want. And if something does happen to one of my family members, like Annette's going through right now, I can take the time and be with her and help take care of my mother or my father or my wife and know that I've got something that has produced for me that I can do that. Because if you can work regularly and you can generate money in this, and you generate money, when you generate money, I should say, if you've got to take a week off, you can take a couple weeks off. I mean, I took a month off, and I needed it because I had been burned out, you know, and I needed that month, and I took the month, but then I got back and I kept working, okay? So, you know, some of you do need that time, and if you're burned out and you're tired, take that time off and enjoy it, and enjoy this weekend, enjoy a few days for yourself, and it'll make you such a happier person when you have less stress, okay? So, that is pretty much what I wanted to go over today. I always like to hear if anybody has any feedback at the end, and I definitely will be back for more training, be a little more organized, and have a few more things to talk about. I've got some really nice ideas for keeping it simple. I've also got some really cool ideas for motivating ourselves. You know, I love to watch these YouTube clips, and what I'll suggest this to everybody today: go to YouTube and search the Will Smith movie, Pursuit of Happiness, and watch the scene on the basketball court with the father and the son. And that there will, if that doesn't motivate you, I don't know what will. Okay, so go watch that clip, and it's with Will Smith and his actual real son, and they're on the court, and his son's shooting basketball, saying he's gonna go to the NBA and be the best player. And his dad tells him, "No, you know, your father wasn't that good. I was mediocre. You probably won't be much better. So don't be filling your mind with that stuff." And so the kid puts the basketball in a little bag and kicks it, and he just gives up his dream. And the father, Will Smith, realizes at that moment that's what everybody's telling him in his life. He can't do it. And if you know the story, he turned around and ended up becoming a millionaire, you know, and opened his own brokerage. So he turns back around and tells his son, do not let anybody tell you that you can't do something. Do not let anyone tell you that you cannot do this. Always follow your dreams. He said, not even me. Don't even let me tell you that you cannot do something. Follow your dreams and stick with it, and you will make it happen. And that there just totally encourages you, and it makes you feel like, wow, you know, you can do this. You can do this. And you have something in your hands here that can really change your life and a lot of people's lives. This is not just anything. You found something amazing. And we're not, you know, we don't need to hype this anymore. We're on the back end with all of you members. There's no need for us to hype it. I'm not getting paid. Dave doesn't get, nobody, none of us get paid. We're all just here to help each other. So we're not saying this to hype anybody. We are telling you, you can do this, and you've got an amazing, amazing thing in your hands. Set the goal and follow through, okay? And a lot of you next month are going to be calling in, and you're going to want to do training because you did, you followed through and you met your goal, okay? So that's pretty much it, David. That's all I have, and whoever else is back here on this side, we can go ahead and jump out and anybody ask questions or whatever.
Hey, thank you, Nathan. I'm still sitting outside, so I hope it's not too noisy behind me.
Nah,
but
you're good.
Great. You just keep it so cool, calm, collected, and simple.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we need all the different styles. Sometimes I get up on my pedestal and sound like a Baptist preacher. But, you know, it's my passion to help people set themselves free from something that you said, and that is there's a lot of brainwashing going on the planet. I get an email newsletter called Mind Power, and there was and that YouTube video you just referenced with Will Smith and his son, it really touches my heart too, because, you know, the important part was not even your dad should be a person that you listen to, or mother, or anybody else, on what you can and cannot do in life. And if people learn that at a very young age, they'll figure out that, you know, life is a lot simpler than than we make it. We've complicated it. Humanity is so, so special because we can create anything out of nothing. You know, people come to this call and say, well, it sounds too good to be true. Well, so did going to the moon. Hello? You know, I mean, think about it. There are a lot of things that have happened that sounded too good. So did unlimited internet and unlimited telephone service. That sounds too good to be true, but it's here. And all we're talking about is a way to move some money around. Why is money so much of a master over people instead of people mastering money? It's absolutely amazing. But,
it's,
you know,
true.
Thank you for being here. If we can rearrange the schedule, I'll make a couple connections and see if that works. So it works for your schedule, and we'll do that.
Yep.
But, just, you know, keep me posted on what your schedule is and where you're going to be. And we'll make
definitely. We'll be in New Jersey next week, so next week's going to be tough for me. But the following week, I'm going to be happy to be here. And I enjoy being back to help, you know, just talk. And like I said, I kind of go around sometimes, and my brain is in circles or whatever, but I'm just like you. I'm passionate about it, you know, and I enjoy, I want to help people, you know, so might as well come out here and help people that have helped me. This is the best program, so why not help each other here, you know? So thanks for having me.
You bet, Nathan. Thank you. So let's.
Hey, Nathan, it's Carol, and we really loved hearing your testimonial the other day. So come on back and keep giving those.
Oh, I will. Thank you. You're doing a great job too, Carol. Thank you so much for picking up the ball and running with it.
My pleasure.
Well, you know, see, the thing about life is we've been programmed with that: go to school, get an education, get a job, and it is so deep. Let me just share something real quick, and I know somebody has something to say, but. This video I watched, it was one of those, you know, we see all of these comedy shows like the guy, Punk, who fools people into thinking that something bad has happened, but it's really them playing a gimmick. Let me tell you how powerful that is. They had a test that was done back in the 1920s. All they did was draw some straight lines on a piece of paper, 1, 2, 3 lines, and then they had one baseline, which was the same length as line number 2. And they had a bunch of people in the room, and then they had one subject who did not know that everybody in the room was going to pick the wrong size line, even though it was obvious that that line was not the same size as the standard. But after a couple of rounds, the person that knew that that line was not the same size converted and started picking the wrong size line with everybody else. And this system has been retracked. So, folks, you're just... got to remember one thing: when you're smiling and dialing, 99% of us have been programmed to be very excellent consumers. We've been programmed to be consumers. We don't think about the opportunity to plant a seed of whatever kind, money or fruit or anything else. We don't think about the farming mentality of life, which is if you plant, if you sow, you will reap. And that's the basis of a job. You have to go there and sow your energy and sow your knowledge in order to reap the pay that they give you. It doesn't happen any other way. So all we do here is move money in a way so that we can be in master of our lives, as opposed to standing in line, filling out applications, jumping through somebody else's hoop. You get to be the master, the CEO of your own life. But it takes just as much discipline to go to work for yourself as it does to go to work for somebody else. In fact, it probably takes a little bit more. But you're worth it. Do it for you. Don't worry about anybody else. Now, somebody's going to add something. Go ahead.
Hey, yeah, David, it was Teresa from Michigan. Hi, Nathan.
Hi, Teresa.
Thank you so much for coming out here. Your training was awesome. And I really just want to highlight something you said. Keep this really simple. You don't have to have spreadsheets color-coded and all drawn up on a computer. You know, you don't have to have your leads color-coded in a spreadsheet, printed out in a certain format or whatever. Put it on a piece of paper, pen and paper. You don't have to have a website with a bunch of traffic to be successful here. I mean, a lot of people come on board and they think they have to have all these things in place in order to be successful. And when it comes right down to it, all you need is your phone, your pen and paper, and a handful of leads.
And you know what, Teresa, right?
Yeah.
You know what, that discourages people, because when they do that, like you said, they get discouraged because they think, wow, I need this, I need that, and I need this, and I need that, and then they get so caught up in what they need to do that they get discouraged and they say, I'm not going to do this, I can't do it. And if you just picked up the phone and called people, you'd get people to the call, and you'd probably generate $3,500 by the end of the week. So that's great that you mentioned that, you know.
And hey, Nathan, it's Betsy Mantrano. Thanks. Awesome, awesome. Did you say just dial, 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 dial?
Yes.
Okay, now I got it. Dial, 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 dial. Thank you, Nathan.
Hey, Nathan, let me add something too, Nathan. Hey, because of this program, I was able to go to Spain. My son got married in Spain. And because of this program, I was able to do that. But when I was in Spain, the placemat on the restaurant I was eating at was the Honolulu Tribune from 1901. And it had a little article on here. It says, wireless macaroni arrives. I don't know what that is. Anyways, it's starting last year, an American company from San Francisco started installing a new wireless technology system here in the islands. It's amazing that we can now send messages without waiting for your mailbox to arrive. It says, then it says, what will they think of next, flying airplanes? This was in 1901. But anyway, because you can follow your dreams, right? And we had one person in this program that had over $1 million come to his house in a three-month period. You know, him, his wife, his two kids were burning up the phones 16 hours a day. Just smile. His son and his wife would work 16 hours a day, and then he would work. But anyway, $1 million in a three-month period, and that can happen here if you just follow your dreams.
Wow, I did not know that. So I'm talking about $20,000. Let's put $1 million goal on the sheet, guys.
it's been done, and it can be done again.
That's right.
Wow.
Committed,
well,
dedicated
guys,
effort on finding the right people. And there's a lot of people that are going to be right people. You know, the banking industry's changed. Where do you go find another $250,000 banking job? But some of those guys have to get a mind meld. They have to adjust their mind first. To be generous to people is the way this works. You must give it away for it to work for you.
David, I was going to say
it only takes 286 people at $3,500 to get $1 million, and that's only...
One call today, one call at 3 o'clock Eastern. Let's absolutely pack it out. Be back here with Mark from Toronto. We'll be right here for you hosting that call. So on your mark, get set, get ready. Oh, yeah, baby, let's go. Let's pack out the call. We'll see you back here on Monday with some more good inspiration and information. Make it a great weekend, everybody. It's Annette signing off for now. Stand by for now. Thank you.
Come on, I keep punching. Oh,
my parole.
Press 1 to listen to...